per se, if somebody is trying to find out from some information from me, I might say something like, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You better go, you know.
See him.
Or you better go.
Talk to him.
And if he's going to question him, he's going to.
Interrogate him.
Or just simply.
Quiz him.
Or a three-letter word. Forget without.
Ask him.
Yeah. What about the past form of that? Yesterday I.
Asked.
And I've.
Asked.
Or if another boy gets put out with another one, they might begin to.
Fight.
And yesterday we.
Fought.
We've.
Fought.
Or if I did, took a knife and did this with my leg, which would be very foolish, but I'd say I.
Stabbed myself. Stabbed.
Or if a teacher went into a room, her classroom, and there were a lot of funny-looking pictures of her on the blackboard, she might turn around in the class and ask, well, now who?
Drew.
Or say if you wanted to lift a very heavy weight up on the roof of your house, you might take...
Hoist.
How would you greet someone about 10 o'clock during the day?
Good morning.
What would be the latest that you would say that?
I'm liable to say it at any time. The good afternoon change has always been hard for me.
What part of the day comes after the afternoon?
Evening.
And then?
Night.
What do you say to somebody if you're leaving them during the daytime?
Goodbye. Good day. So long.
What about at night?
Good night is not used that much. I'd probably, you know, even if it was anywhere up before midnight, I'd probably say good evening or so long.
Okay. So you
goodbye.
Talking about working on the farm, if somebody begins to work before daylight, you say that he started to work before
dawn
or before
light,
sunrise. Or he talking about that word rise, the past form, you say.
Do it that way. Rise, rose, risen.
Okay. Or if somebody worked until the sun went out of sight, you'd say that he worked until
sunset.
Let's see. If today is Thursday, then Wednesday was?
Yesterday.
And Friday's?
Tomorrow.
If somebody came to see you on Sunday before the Sunday immediately passed, you'd say he came to see you
last Sunday.
Okay. Or if somebody is coming to see you on the Sunday following this Sunday, he's coming to see you
Sunday week.
Or if somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed.
Too damn long. Of course, I doubt if I'd say fortnight. Stayed a couple weeks.
Do you ever hear that around here?
No.
If you want to know the time of day, you ask somebody.
What time is it?
And he says, well, just let me look at my
watch.
What time would you say it is if it's midway between 7 and 8?
7:30.
What about 15 minutes later than half past 10?
Quarter to 8.
Okay, that's good enough. If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, well, I've been doing that for quite
a while.